Series called Think. So y'all ready to let's study a little bit? Amen? Here we go. Let's think or not to think. Say that with me. Think or not to think. Now, if you're going to go to sleep on me, that is not a good thing to do with me. Okay? Y'all listening or not? Say, come on, don't do that. Come on, don't do that. So wake up, hit yourself, slap your face, do something. Do this, okay? Here we go. Come on. Think or not to think. Let's go with the message this morning. Last week was not to think. Today's message, say it with me, what do you, one more time, what do you think? Basically, a little series of me looking at the word think, thought, mind, throughout the New Testament. Studying scriptures, studying teachings of Jesus, and also some of the other books in the New Testament, but getting an idea of what the Bible says about thinking. Okay, because we all do it. It screws us up many times. So we want to learn to do this better. Y'all listening? Say, be better thinkers. So W-D-Y-T, what do you what? What do you what? Think. Let's go with it. Here we go. Scripture that we're using throughout this little series, Romans 12:3, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that's among you, help me with this part, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think, don't think like a drunk person. Especially when it comes to thinking about yourself. So often we think we're this, and we think we're that, and we think we're all this. You know what you're thinking? Like a drunk person's what you're doing. That's the dumbest thing on the planet to do. To think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Amen. You listening? So we're going to learn how to think and better think during this little series. Let's keep rolling, Raj. So think. What does think mean? And what's the purpose? And what are we trying to accomplish as we look at this little series? Well, to think means to have in your mind. So when you think, something's going on up there. It means to employ your mind, to put your mind to work. To focus attention and effort on something. Think, man. This is what happens. And it ends up to what? To believe. So what you think, what you let in your mind, what you work your mind over on, it's going to end up with your belief system. Thinking takes work and effort, and it requires focusing your attention. If you're going to think on something, that's what happens. You might not even think you're thinking, but you're thinking. You understand? Some of you don't act like you're thinking, but you're thinking, and you should have been thinking what you were thinking, because what are you thinking? Amen. Come on. Let's look at it. Thinking ends up with what? Believing. And then you store those beliefs inside your mind. And once they get there, they're hard to get out. Think, man. What are you thinking? That's what we're talking about. Last week, we started off taking it easy on you. And I was really kidding because this wasn't easy. I talked about not to think. There's certain things we ought not think. Okay? And it wasn't, just the worst awful thoughts on the planet. That's usually not what gets us. I went through the New Testament. I put up different things. Jesus said, take no thought. What did He say? Take no thought for what you eat or what you drink or what you put on. And to many of us, that is our life. Our whole life surrounds around that. What I'm going to eat, what I'm going to drink, what I'm going to put on, where I'm living. That's my whole life. Some people, their diet, or their I'm going to the gym. You know, you make us sick. I'm tired of hearing it all the time. I mean, you know, I'm serious. I mean, that's how we are. We get, what about you? Is there somebody inside of you that I might could get to know? Say, isn't life more than things? Say, and stuff, and your little schedule that, you know what? I heard it once. Can you hush now? Say. You understand? Think. 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 Not to think. Not to think just about these worldly, earthly things all the time that consume our crazy mind. Amen. And of course, thinking things that are going to happen. Worrying. Jesus said, take no thought. Don't worry. Birds don't worry. Didn't He say that? The lily of the field, look how pretty it is. It didn't worry and look at it. Your Heavenly Father takes care of of that. He's going to take care of you. Doesn't mean you don't have to be responsible, but to spend your whole time worrying and being consumed with things and thinking certain things that will absolutely destroy your head. Are y'all listening or not? So not to think, we talked about that, and we made this statement. Would you say it with me? Some things shouldn't take up space in my... One more time. Some things shouldn't take up space in my mind. And so often it's our past. That's the beautiful thing about Jesus. Coming to Christ. Confessing sin. If we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He takes our sin, He casts it as far as what? The east is from the what? West, He buries it in the depths of the sea. It's funny, and He remembers it what? No more. But here we are. We're remembering and we're thinking things we shouldn't be thinking about all the time, and we can't move forward in our life, and it is absolutely killing us. You understand? So not to think. Now, let's switch gears. Going to go a whole other direction today. Today's message, what do you think? Jesus told stories in the New Testament. Called them parables many times. Sometimes they weren't parables. Real events. But He's talking and He's telling these stories. And so often before the story, He would go, what do you think about this? And then He would tell the story. Or He would tell the story and then He would ask whoever's listening to Him, so what do you think about what I just said? So what I'd like to do this morning is I'd like to take a couple of different events and stories that Jesus shared, since you weren't there and I wasn't there, but His Word still is here, and we're going to let Him tell us a story. I'm going to ask you, what do you think? Okay? What do you think? Let's pop it up. Some things should take up space in my mind. Would you say that with me? Some things. One more time. Some things. So some things shouldn't, right? Does that mean I'll be empty-headed all the time? Nothing up there? No. Some things what? Should take up space in my mind. And I want you to think today. I want you to think about the four things I'm going to say. Are they up there? What do you think? Number one, about the lost. Jesus speaking. There were little children around Him. And the disciples, they weren't, you know, that crazy about the little kids. They're wanting to reach all the adults, you know. Take heed that you don't despise one of these little ones, Jesus says. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is what? He's come to what? To save that which was lost. Say it with me. How? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think, Jesus says? If a man have 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? And if so be, he finds it. Verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which didn't go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. So the first question I have for you this morning, it ain't my question, it's Jesus' question. It's, what do you think about the lost? Jesus came to seek the lost. Jesus came to save the lost. Jesus rejoices over the lost being found. My question is, do you ever think of anybody other than you? Or your immediate family? What about the lost? What about people going to hell? What about our community? What about people that are in a bad way? Had a young man come up to me this morning. He's struggling. It's obvious he's struggling. It was my honor, my joy, my thrill that we're here today, that I can put my arm around him and tell him, I'm glad you're here. There's other people in this audience that struggles just like you. Many of them are down the road further than you are right now. They're making it. This is a good place for you. Do the lost have anything to do with your mind? Fellowship Church, we need to think about the lost. Are you listening to me or not today? We need to think about the lost. I'm glad somebody cared for me. A hell-raising teenager in Rockingham, North Carolina, my drunk mama, we walked into church. We had nothing to give them. They gave to us. They gave us love. Didn't look down on me. I had nothing to wear. My mama, well-known reputation being a bad woman. They didn't look down on her. Come on in. And my life was forever changed. My mother's life forever changed. Isn't it incredible? Say, the lost. Do you think about them? What do you think? Do the lost take up any space in your mind? Say, it should. They should. You understand? Yes or no? Wouldn't it be nice to replace some of that mess you're thinking about? All this and my life. What is my life? Well, you know what your life is? It's a whole lot better than somebody burning in a devil's hell. That's a whole lot better. Amen? Say. How about thinking about that? Somebody strung out on mess. If we could reach out to them and try to be a blessing to them and help them. You know? But I'm consumed. I can't. I got to get me some new shoes. Why don't you put something else up there in your head? Are you listening to me? I know it's ugly. Good. You know, sometimes to think we got to get rattled a little bit. What do you think about the lost? I can hear Jesus saying, well, he did say it. Boys, don't you, let me tell you something right now. You ever forbid one of these little ones to come to me again, I'll knock you out. I will knock you out. You ain't seen the Son of God in action until you do that one more time. I can hear him being that way. You know what I'm saying? That's how we need to be at Fellowship Church. You understand? We loving people. We welcoming people. We want to reach people. Man, that's what it's all about. Right? Say. That sure cuts down on, well, the music was too loud, or this, or that, or the other. Why don't you get a life and get real? Are you listening to me? Say. Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord. You ought to praise the Lord, man. Come on. Want to reach people. That's what it's about. Is that up there? I need more and more and more and more and more people thinking about the lost. And thinking how much better their life's going to be. How much better their kids are going to be if dad can come to Christ. Amen. Say. Or if mama raising those youngins could come in and meet somebody like Dina. And other women who are strong, who are made it, whose head is up. Wouldn't that be great? Got to think that way. What do you think about the losers? Now, this is a little toughy. Let's see if we can figure it out. Jesus speaking. Say it with me. What? What do you think? And he tells his story. A certain man had two sons. Now, this one we don't talk a lot about. I don't know if I've ever preached it. A certain man had two sons. He came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward, he repented and he did what? He went and worked. And he came to the second son and said, likewise, go work in my vineyard. And the second son said what? I go. But didn't. Which of these two sons did the will of his father? He's talking to the religious, the self-righteous. They said unto him, the first. Jesus said unto them, I'm sure he said, good answer. Verily I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of heaven of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots, when they heard, they believed. And you, when you saw it, you didn't repent afterwards. That you might believe him. What about losers? Crooks and prostitutes. What do you think about them? Are you self-righteous? Are you full of yourself? Do you see yourself as a loser? Have you ever saw yourself as a loser? Do you ever see yourself just like those people? Say, oh no, I'm not like that. I've never been like that. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You understand? There's none that does good. No, not one. How do you think? And what are you thinking? Oh, I'm not like that. I've told the story years ago at another church. Some old man came down and sat down front. And he was a drunk, there was no doubt. And I can't believe it happened, but a man sitting about halfway back who attended that church came to me and asked me to remove that person. And why is that person allowed to be here? I have a few regrets in my life. One of them is I didn't just beat the snot out of that guy right there. I really do. I'm sorry. I said, no, he's welcome here. He's like my mother. You kidding me? And be honest with you, Jack, I'd much rather have a guy like that than have you in my church. You hearing me? Excuse me. What do you think about? Are you self-righteous? Come on. I think instead of thinking about what I'm going to wear, what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to put on, boy, we'd be wise to sort of not think about some of that stuff, but just think about what we're doing, right? Am I right or wrong here? Say. Come on. Absolutely, guys. Come on here. Let's think about it. And then there's another thought. Keep going. Losers. It's okay to be a loser. Say that with me. It's okay to be a loser. Come on. It's okay to be a loser. Because guess what? Jesus came to seek and to save the who? Losers. That's me. Aren't you glad He came to seek you? Aren't you glad He died for losers? Hey, the righteous don't need a sacrifice. If you're so righteous, you don't need it. You can stand on your own before God. Try it. It's not going to fly. Losers, man. It's okay to be a loser. And he that takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall what? Lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake, Jesus said, shall what? One of the best things you never think about is how big a loser you are. And that Jesus loves you. Amen? And when you see other losers come into Fellowship Church, you go up to them and say, man, I'm a loser too, baby. Come on. But He's helped me. And He'll help you. Are you understanding the thinking? What do you think about the lost? What do you think about the loser? But what do you think about losing yourself? What do you think about losing your life and finding His? The real loser is the self-righteous. Say that with me. The real loser is the self. That's the person that's really lost. And anytime I hear somebody, I try not to be ugly when I'm talking like this, but it happens. But the real person that really is the real loser in life is the person who always goes back to their little church upbringing. Or I did this, or I was this. Or I did this, and I when I was 2, I had this happen. And now you're 40. What you thinking now? Are you living for Jesus now? You listening or not? We hang on to some crazy mess. Excuse me. Here we go. Does losing take up any space in your mind? Giving up something for Him? Reaching out to others who are losers? Is anything floating around up there in your head? Should be. Amen? You all right? Putting you to sleep? You better not go to sleep. I might talk about you. Here we go. Come on. What do you think? Number 3. It's very important that you remember these. It matters in your life. You'll see. Number 3. What do you think about who? The The Lord. Look at the Scripture. While the Pharisees were gathered together, another Scripture we don't read a lot and don't preach messages on, Jesus said, say it with me, what do you think of Christ? What do you think? Whose son is he? They said, say it with me, the son of... So the religious, the people that know all the answers, the self-righteous, what do you think of the Christ, he says? Whose son is he? And they said, the son of David. He said unto them, how then does David in spirit call him Lord? Saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Keep reading. If David then called him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word. That must have been funny right there. Neither dust did he from that day ask him any more questions. Now we just got to kill him. What is that talking about? Let's look at it. What do you think about the Lord? Whose son is Jesus? Is he just a good man? Is he just a prophet to you? Or is he the son of the living God? Son of the living God. Ding, 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 ding. Good answer. Is Jesus Christ the son of the living God? If the king called him Lord, what do you call him? That ought to be something in your head that's up there spinning around. If the king called him Lord, what do I call him? If the king called him Lord, who is he in my life? No, I'm still worried about what I'm going to eat and drink and what I'm wearing and what I'm doing. What you ought to be thinking is if the king called him Lord, what do I call him? See the difference in your mind? Because see, as you think on something and you make the effort and you focus the attention, it's going to become your belief. And I'm afraid many of us, when we get to the end of our life, Jesus is going to stand there and we're going to stand before Him one day and He's going to say, why should I let you into this heaven? And we're going to say, well, I got some real pretty shoes. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. That ought to take up some of our thinking, guys. Amen. Say. What do you think about the Lord? If the king called him Lord, what do you call him? I got some scriptures. I'm just going to read them. He that hath my commandments and keeps them, Jesus speaking, he it is that loves me. He that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I'll love him and will manifest myself to him. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he'll keep my words, and my Father will love him and we'll come unto him and we'll make our abode with him. He that loves me not keeps not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father that sent me. John 15. I'm the vine, Jesus says. You're the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do what? Nothing. If a man abides not in me, he's cast forth as a branch. He's withered them, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have what? Loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. See, he knows he's the Lord. Do you? Is it up there? It ought to be something up there in that space about the Lord. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does. But I called you friends, for all things that I've heard of my Father, I made known unto you. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. I've ordained you that you should go forth and bring fruit, forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he shall give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant's not greater than his what? If they have persecuted me, they'll persecute you. If they keep my sayings, they'll keep yours too. What do you think? Y'all right? This ain't as funny as me splitting my pants, is it? Because now we're having to think, aren't we? What authority does Jesus Christ have in your life? Do the commands of the Lord take up any space in your mind? Or is he David's son? You get there and stand before him one day when he asks you, who do you say I am? And you try to pull that line. You're David's son. He's going to say, you're out of here. I'm King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You hearing me today? I mean, I know it's tough, but guys, come on. Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spake as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And in the Christian life, accepting the authority of Jesus Christ in your life, that's a grown-up thing to do right there, baby. You understand? Quit going back to your childhood. When I was a baby, I did whatever. How about now that you're a grown man? Are you living for Christ? Say, you hear me today? Come on. Not talking about being perfect. I sin. I struggle. But guess what? When I sin and I struggle, guess who did it? Somebody take a wild guess. Me. I ain't got no excuse making to make. I got to get back under his authority. And that's the way it is. Got it? I know that's tough. Some of y'all look like you're fainting on me. Here we go. Come on. I come to church, got killed by the preacher. Here we go. Come on. Last one. What do you think about the light? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among thieves. They stripped him of his clothes, and they hurt him real bad. They wounded him, and then they departed, leaving him half dead. This is a popular story. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side, didn't do a dime's worth of nothing to help the person that was hurt. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, he came and looked on him, and he passed by on the other side too. Man can't get no help. But a certain Samaritan, which was really a half-breed, and they looked down on these Samaritan people like dogs. The religious people did. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, he came where that wounded man was. And when he saw him, he had what on him? Compassion. He went to him. He bound up his wounds. He poured in some healing oil and wine. He set him on his own beast. He brought him to an inn. He took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out some more money and he gave it to the innkeeper. And he said, hey, you take care of it, and whatever he spends more, I'll come again and I'll pay for it. What do you think? Jesus. He's like, which now of these three? Say it with me. Thinkest thou? What do you think? Was neighbor to him that fell among the thieves. And he said, he that showed what? Mercy on him. Now I'm done with the message today. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Can you say that with me? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. One more time. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. What do you think, man? Do you love people? That's great. You know, I hope more and more at Fellowship Church, when I say, do you love people, it can roll off your tongue. Yes. Let's practice. Do you love people? Yes. Can we try it? Do you love people? Yes. How about one more time? Do you love people? Yes. That's what we want to be known as. People that love people here at Fellowship Church. Amen? Does letting your light shine take up any space in your mind? Do you think about it? You see what I'm saying? Or are you more consumed with what you're eating or what you're drinking and what you're wearing? Yeah, do I look good? That's what I'm talking about. You can look good all day long and you can be dark as all get out. And you can't help a soul find Jesus. Amen. Say, hey, I'm all about that. Look good if you can. Go ahead. Amen. But if I got to choose on you looking all this or you being a testimony and helping other people, I'll choose this all day long, baby. Amen? Come on. Do you think that way? What do you think? We're done. You survived. Four things. And after I wrote the message, I got to thinking about it. Here it is. The lost. The losers. The Lord. And the light. Hang it right there, Raj. You know, a lot of times we're wanting to be this. We want to help people. We want to do a little good deeds. A lot of times we're wanting to be seen, to be honest with you. But you know what? We're not effective here because we're lost. You understand? You're not going to get here until you get up yonder. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Whatever little ritual you did ain't going to cut it one day. You listening? Well, I made a decision at a Baptist church way back when that I believed in Jesus. But, you man, your life, you know, where are you? Do you believe now? What are you doing? You understand? It could be you never have realized you're lost. You're lost. You're lost. Okay. You need Jesus. Okay. So you can't get down here till you get up. You got to know you're lost. And then you might have come to Christ, but He's not Lord of your life and there's no light shining in your life. You know why? It's because you're still living your life. You haven't realized, hey, I'm a loser. And that's the way to be, baby. To give up my life for Christ. You understand? Instead of hanging on to self-righteousness or I'm this or I'm that or making excuses about whatever you're doing, man. Stop it. To lose is gain. And then you might have, you know, trusted Christ and you've given up your life to follow Him. And now here's the beautiful thing. When you do that, you're going to find out He's the Lord of your life. Wow. And instead of it being like an evil taskmaster and a yoke around your neck like a beast, He's killing me, all this stuff He wants me to do, you're going to find out that, take My yoke upon Me. Take My yoke upon you, Jesus said. I'm meek and lowly of heart. Learn of Me. You'll find rest for your souls. Amen. My commands are not grievous. I love you. I want you to be the best you can be. You have purpose in your life. You understand? And then the beautiful thing is, wow. When you realize you're lost and you lose your life to find His, and you take on the authority that Christ has in your life and you submit to that, don't be surprised if you're not shining, baby. Amen? So that's sort of the message. So what do you think? All questions Jesus asked. And I just ask you to think about it. What we said today. Let's praise the Lord for His Word. Amen? Come on. Thank you, Lord. Good stuff.